This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, first of all, welcome. And what I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Now let's check out some movie trailers. A really creepy movie trailer that I saw before at Zola is Candyman. Directed by Naya DaCosta and produced by Ian Cooper. It's from Jordan Peele, and it's about a skeptical graduate student who befriends Annie while researching superstitions in a housing project on Chicago's Near North Side. They learn of Candyman, a knife-wielding figure of urban legend that some of her neighbors believe to be responsible for a recent murder. After a mysterious man matching the Candyman's description begins stalking her, Helen comes to fear the legend may be all too real. Check out the trailer for Candyman. It looks really good. It comes out August 27th. Another trailer that caught my eye in the movie theater is his Reminiscence from Hugh Jackman. He plays a scientist who discovers a way to relive his past and uses technology to search for his long-lost love, whilst a private investigator uncovers a conspiracy while helping his clients recover lost memories. The trailer's really interesting. It reminds me of Tenet, but I love anything Hugh Jackman does. It's directed by Lisa Joy, and it looks like a really good movie. It's probably going to be a big summer movie. It comes out August 20th in theaters. Check out the trailer for Reminiscence. Rounding out the week in movie trailers is one close to my heart if you're a fan of The Sopranos. The Many Saints of Newark debuted their trailer this week. It's an upcoming America crime drama directed by Alan Taylor and written by David Chase, who also wrote the entire Sopranos series. It's a prequel to Chase's HBO crime drama, The Sopranos. Check out the trailer for The Many Saints in Newark. It is amazing that they're making this film, and it looks very high-end. I'm afraid, actually, for just how high-end it's going to be, because The Sopranos was so real that I just hope that this film does it justice. But check out the trailer for The Many Saints in Newark. It stars a whole bunch of people. Michael Gandolfini, James Bernthal, Vera Farmiga, Ray Liotta, Joey Diaz, so many people in this film. Check out the trailer for The Many Saints of Newark. It'll come out in theaters October. Now let's check out some TV trailers. If you have kids and you're a fan of SpongeBob, a spin-off show is coming. The Patrick Star Show, Nickelodeon's upcoming SpongeBob spin-off series, follows SpongeBob's best pals. Of course, Patrick is at the forefront of the series, but the show will also highlight other members of the Star family not seen on SpongeBob. The animation is familiar, and the voice of Patrick is back. Follow everyone's favorite sea star at home with his family as he hosts imaginary variety shows that comes from the bizarre and hysterical depths of his own brain. The Patrick Star Show is set to premiere on Nickelodeon on Friday, July 9th. Check out the trailer for The Patrick Star Show now. Another TV trailer that caught my eye comes from AMC Plus, and it's called The Beast Must Die. Frances Carne seeks out the person who killed her son in a hit and run after the police fail to find the culprit in this British drama series based on the Nicholas Blake novel of the same name. Check out the trailer for The Beast Must Die. It'll debut on AMC Plus July 5th. The last TV trailer we'll talk about this week comes from Showtime, and it's called The End. It's a new series that'll debut July 18th, and it's set in Australia. Dr. Kate Brennan, played by Frances O'Connor, brings her mother, Eddie, played by Harriet Walter, out from England to a Gold Coast retirement community after her suicide attempt in this dark comedy created and written by Samantha Strauss. Check out the trailer for The End. It'll debut on Showtime July 18th. Now let's head on over to some TV news now. Nadine Ellis is set to star in Fox drama series Our Kind of People. Actor-performer Nadine Ellis, known for Let's Stay Together, has landed a lead role opposite Joe Morton in the Fox drama series Our Kind of People, written and directed by Karen Gist. She'll play Lee Franklin DuPont. Our Kind of People is based on the book Our Kind of People: Inside America's Black Upper Class is a series written by Gist, and it takes place in the aspirational world of Oak Bluffs on Martha's Vineyard, a historical stronghold where rich and powerful black elite have come to play for more than 50 years. Our Kind of People follows a strong-willed single mom as she sets out to reclaim her family's name and make an impact with her revolutionary hair care line that highlights the innate natural beauty of black women. But she soon discovers a dark secret about her mother's past that will turn her world upside down and shake up this community forever. In some exciting TV news from Apple TV+, Joelle Kim, Booster, joins Maya Rudolph in a comedy series on Apple TV+ that centers around a woman whose life is upended after her husband leaves her with nothing but $87 billion. Sunnyside star Joelle Kim Booster has joined the cast of an untitled Maya Rudolph comedy at Apple TV+. The series was picked up straight to series back in March, and it will star Rudolph as Molly, a woman whose seemingly perfect life is upended after her husband leaves her with nothing but $87 billion. What a crazy story. Can't wait to check that one out from Apple TV+. Rounding out the week in TV news comes some news from HBO Max's true crime series, The Staircase. Tim Gunney is set to star as Bill Peterson, Michael Peterson's youngest brother and an attorney by training. The series is based on the docuseries and various books and reports on the case of Michael Peterson, who was convicted in 2003 of murdering Kathleen 2 years earlier. The Staircase was written and executive produced by Campos and Cohn, who also serve as showrunners. I can't wait for that series. That's it. Now let's check out some film news. Kerry Russell and Ray Liotta round out the cast of Elizabeth Banks' thriller Cocaine Bear. It's based on a true story of events that took place in Kentucky in 1985, when a 175-pound black bear died after ingesting a duffel bag full of cocaine. The cocaine had been dropped out of an airplane by a convicted smuggler because he was carrying too heavy of a load. The production will begin in August in Ireland. In some more movie news from HBO Max, the upcoming film Our Flag Means Death added 5 cast members to its upcoming comedy. Ewan Bremmer, David Fain, Joel Fry, Guz Khan, and Matt Maher have joined the cast of HBO's period comedy Our Flag Means Death. They join stars Rhys Darby and Taika Waititi in the series from writer David Jenkins. Our Flag Means Death is based loosely on the true adventures of Steed Bonnet, played by Darby, a pampered aristocrat who abandoned his life of privilege to become a pirate. And to add some more casting news, Logan Marshall Green, Matt Craven, and Ridley Asha Bateman join Netflix's upcoming film Lou. They'll appear opposite of already announced cast members Allison Janney and Journey Smollett. In Lou, a massive storm rages. A young girl is kidnapped. Her mother, with no other option, teams up with a mysterious older woman next door to pursue the kidnapper, a journey into the wilderness that will test their limits and expose dark and shocking secrets about their past. Anna Forrester is directing the film, and Maggie Cohen wrote the screenplay. J.J. Abrams is behind the feature. That about rounds out the week in film news. All right, for this week's movie review, we're checking out At Zola. It just came out in theaters. It's by A24. It's directed by Jenixa Bravo. It's a screenplay by Jenixa Bravo as well as Jeremy O'Harris. Dave Franco's a producer of this film. It's about a Detroit waitress named Zola. She's seduced into a weekend of stripping in Florida for some quick cash. But the trip becomes a sleepless 48-hour odyssey involving a nefarious friend, her pimp, and her idiot boyfriend. It just came out in theaters, and this movie's crazy. A24 is putting out some of the best films, I think, some of the most relevant, cutting-edge, best cultural films of our time, in my opinion. And At Zola is a absolutely crazy ride. And the fact that this is a true story, this movie, this screenplay was written from about 150 tweets from the actual person's Twitter account. The actual girl Zola tweeted this whole experience, and that's what this film was written based off of, which I think is a incredible baseline from which modern movies can be made. You know, if the best movies are true stories, and this movie proves it big time. I'm not so sure about the Rotten Tomatoes score is about as accurate as I've seen. It just came out in theaters. Taylor Page plays Zola. Riley Keough plays Stephanie. Nicholas Braun plays the idiot friend Derek. Coleman Domingo plays the pimp. I'm gonna try to not give away what happens in the movie or why it's so crazy. But I feel like we're back in the Wild West in our society in many ways. Right? I mean, working with sex has been a part of our culture from the very beginning. But I feel like with the internet, we are now in the Wild West with what can happen to you and, of course, for you, but with you. And it's really a dangerous situation for our society. And it's something that I'm not sure most people have woken up to yet. But movies like Promising Young Woman and At Zola show us why the internet is very dangerous right now. I hope that the government does its job and modernizes our laws to reflect the reality of the internet, because a story like At Zola would not be as easily and widely experienced as a situation like this is in this country, unfortunately. Not just here, it's even worse in other countries, but it's not supposed to be true here. There's supposed to be laws to protect the security and liberty of people. And right now, the way the government has not written any law to do with the internet. We as people, when we use it, are literally in the Wild West with information, with everything, and especially how a business can be run, or more importantly, exploited. Because Zola is just a normal everyday waitress who loves her boyfriend and is living her life. But she gets crossed up and in the path of someone who is really, quote-unquote, a sex worker, right? She works for someone else, and she uses her body to make money. And this is not anybody's business but the person who is doing it, right? Where it gets messy is that this person pulls in another person into this situation, and the situation becomes way crazier. And that's where I advocate for the government to get involved, because we have to protect people. We have to modernize contextual laws that allow for abusers and pimps and human traffickers to hold power over individual people. You know, that should not be happening anymore. It was so much worse in the actual Wild West, because that's when slavery was still a thing. So if you can quote-unquote own humans, of course you can abuse others, and of course you can try and, you know, use others for sex in order to make money. You know, that's why these industries exist. That's how prostitution has become so widely practiced and accepted in this country, because that's where we come from. That's the empty carcass of the government has been that way because people exploit no laws. You know, the only way that this solves itself is by the government writing new laws to protect people. So Zola gets caught up with this girl Stephanie, and all of a sudden she's in a situation that is truly dangerous and truly life-threatening. And that cannot happen in the United States. And I want to press people to think about contexts like Carey Mulligan's character in Promising Young Woman, how she is made to feel like she is not a victim, and how someone like Zola is put in a position to actually feel powerless. You know, this is because we don't have good law anymore. We don't have modern laws to do with the internet, especially protecting sex workers. You know, we have to protect sex workers. We have to make sure that people cannot be exploited without choice. You know, you can be a sex worker. It's not my business what anybody does with their body or for money. But you can't get wrapped up in a dangerous, illegal situation simply because you went with someone to a certain place. You know, that has to be the government's business in order to make sure that it doesn't happen anymore. And I only bring up Promising Young Woman because it's a contextual crime, right? It's a crime that's committed in a certain context, that our outdated laws don't actually recognize. You know, that's why we have to modernize our laws, especially using social science. Because when you're a victim, you must always know that. And when you are in a powerless situation, you must always know that as well. And you must always understand your rights as an American citizen. And I just, when I see this movie, it makes me really mad because I see an independent young woman who's impressionable and who is essentially stolen. And that can't happen. That simply cannot happen. And the movie makes for an insane ride through really only 48 hours of this girl's life. We get introduced to the dumb boyfriend, to the pimp. You know, Colman Domingo plays the pimp, and he's an extremely effective actor. It's a very well-done movie. I would definitely give it an 8 out of 10. I think it's a very exciting 2 hours. It's not that long, not that short either. It's a perfect length of time. It's beautifully shot. There's beautiful cinematography involved. The writing's sharp. It's not boring. There's a couple flat moments. There's a couple bad scenes, or just flat scenes. But overall, it's a really unique film, and I'm very happy that they made it because they wrote it from a very special, unique place, and it actually came out to be a pretty good movie. And I just think it's one of the most unique movies that I've seen in a while because of how it was made, and just a very good, unique, original movie. At Zola, check it out. It's in theaters. I'm not sure if it's going to stream, but it's a very good time, so I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Go check out At Zola. Thanks so much for checking us out this week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at C Banksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram. I'm at The Chris Banks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you are listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comments section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons at Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Film Bookcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.